your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Continuing on in the first hour of the KER Report, Stressing Politics. A number of you guys have been asking me what I think about the book about Fauci that Kennedy wrote, and I have to say I kind of got bored with it because I know what's going on with Fauci, and so what if I can make cocktail talk and say, look how much money he's making, et cetera, et cetera. I think we have a situation that one person simply cannot cover here. We have a very difficult situation. Jimmy, you got some facts at hand. Let's talk about them first, sir.
So based on documents that were released and some Freedom of Information Act release, there's more and more information coming out. But there's some very big questions about how Anthony Fauci has handled all of this. And then one of the big issues is actually the origins of COVID-19. And of course, initially when they had a teleconference with experts in the field, especially three specific scientists, Christian Anderson, Robert Gary, and Michael Farzad, they initially said 60 to 80% chance that was out of a lab. But then very rapidly, they produced a paper called the Proximal Origin that was cited by many, many outlets, news media, and governments as a natural origin for the COVID-19. And this was what it turns out is it looks like, according to documentation, that Anthony Fauci and, of course, Francis Collins, the director of the Francis Collins, the National Institute of Health, NIH director, were trying to avoid putting pressure on China. And now the information, and Epoch Times has gone and reviewed some of the funding data, and it looks like to those particular doctors and others that were signed this document, NIAID, Anthony Fauci's organization, gave over $50 million in funding to those group, to these doctors, between 2020 and 2021. That is a very big sign of potential corruption, that they may have manipulated information in order to support a narrative that Francis Collins and Anthony Fauci wanted to have to avoid undermining a relationship with China. Uh-huh. Very, very dangerous precedent, and it really undermines trust and faith in the entire CDC and National Institute for Health, and of course Anthony Fauci and his NIAID. You give too much power to officials for too long, they believe they're above the law.
It's always been the case, Jim. I agree 100% with that one. I agree 1,000%. Anthony Fauci was put in a very, very important position in terms of the U.S. government. And that may be an incorrect statement on my part, but the fact of the matter, Dr. Fauci is in an incredibly important situation. But just remember who started Fauci on this particular ladder. Donald Trump?
No. Anthony Fauci, I want to make sure everyone understands this. Anthony Fauci has been the director of NIAID since the mid-80s.
I understand
that. He was the respected individual that was supposed to be responsible, and he was the official that was already embedded into this administration well before Donald Trump ever came to power. The problem is the people that you're supposed to trust in our government. And this is a big difference, what people don't realize. The people that are inside the Washington Beltway that are supposed to be looking out for the best interest of the people in the United States
have
become so disconnected that they're willing to do anything to protect their own interests. That is the problem. And unfortunately, it's Donald Trump, Mike Pence. Most people thought from the outside that these people, that those insiders in Washington were there for our best interest. But it's becoming clearer and clearer that there is an entire set of people inside that Washington Beltway that don't look at the world that way. They look at their own self-interest.
I want to make one thing perfectly clear. That's just what I just said right now. With the reputation that Fauci had when he was in charge of the COVID situation in the Trump administration, Donald Trump had every reason in the world to think that because of his qualifications, because of his resume, et cetera, he was the guy to do it. And that's what I said.
Yeah, there we are.
But he did very definitely give, as he called him, Tony Fauci, quite a few quite a few accolades. This thing has gotten to be so complicated. I mean, I don't disagree with what you're saying, Jimmy, but this thing has gotten to be so complicated that this is really a time for Americans to work together. Support your neighbors. If you can help them out, do it. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm sorry, you know, Jimmy, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you know, I know that's what you did.
No, let's tie this into, you know, this entire ideology that somehow we have to have a relationship with China, that in order to a positive relationship with an authoritarian dictatorial government that will be using any means possible to take power.
Right.
That is an incredibly bad idea, to sacrifice basic principles and to actually cover them up in order to put to protect a relationship for research or other things in their mind that they think they're doing for a better cause. But the reality is the Chinese Communist Party is not looking out for America's best interest. And understanding that's critical. And we get to the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and, of course, the globalist corporations that are out there bending over backwards to appeal and appease to the Chinese government for the market. You're seeing an incredibly dangerous precedent for the future of not only America, but entire Western civilization, with the demographics and the economic and growing military power of a Chinese communist authoritarian regime. And I don't know when it's going to abate. You know, this is crazy stuff that's happening out there. And a lot of people don't see it because they're looking at the media is, you know, shaping an opinion. They're looking at a very small bit of information, and it's completely shaped in order to protect those big elite interests. And it's becoming clear in the World Economic Forum.
Yep. It is. It's unfortunate that, on the one hand, it's unfortunate in my life that I'm dealing with this, plus the death of my wife, plus on and on and on and on, that I'm dealing with it, but I'm kind of happy about it because it's making me a stronger person. I'm starting to realize also how the people in my neighborhood are all kind of pulling together. That makes me feel kind of good. So who knows? This could be a bit of a blessing in disguise. Jimmy, we got about a minute and a half. Make a comment on Davos, would you?
Yeah, so, you know, World Economic Forum, they have the meeting. There's a fantastic video. I think it's on, it's a guy basically puts what's his name here? I'm going to take a quick look at it.
Klaus.
James Lindsay, Watching Narratives Crumble. It's Conceptual James on a Twitter account. And it's a woman at the Economic Forum saying, you know, the good news elite across the world trust each other more and more. The bad news, the majority of people don't trust, they trust the elite less. You know what? There's a group of people, very powerful, influential people, that are trying to shape the future of the world.
Yeah.
And they want an outcome that benefits them in their idea. That is a very dangerous precedent when you take away the choice of the people. And that's what we're facing right now. AP comes out and says things like, oh, well, the Great Reset is
gotta cut it, Jimmy, we got to cut it short. Go ahead. Yeah. You close it up right now.
Yeah. No, that's fine. It's just that, you know, when you have the media coming out and saying, hey, Great Reset's a good thing, we've got to worry.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.